Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On this day, the Church celebrates the fourth Sunday of Advent. It's the final Sunday of the liturgical season of Advent. The liturgical season of Advent is very much like life itself. It passes by so quickly. There's a lot of people who love the season of Advent, but once we enter into it, it's pretty much gone. It passes by quickly, and it culminates with a living encounter with the Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. And that's what life really is. Our lives go by quickly, and then we encounter Christ as he judges us. In this experience of the passing of the Advent season so quickly, we learn an important lesson that gives us a strong direction in our lives. Our time in this life is limited. We don't know how long we have in this life. But no matter how long we have, it goes by very quickly. Advent teaches us our number one priority in our life's journey, in the time that we have, is to know the Lord Jesus, to love him and serve him. This is the way of wisdom. The way of wisdom is to recognize the shortness of life and to use our days in a way that's pleasing to God and good for us. When we use our days to follow the Lord Jesus, to be one with him, then we know our lives are on the right path. Following the Lord Jesus must be our number one priority. The Gospel for the fourth Sunday of Advent brings us to the person of Saint Joseph. Not much is known about Saint Joseph. He's referred to as a silent carpenter. He is called the patron of the universal church, the patron of social justice, and the protector of workers. The Bible refers to him as the just man. This is someone who worships God and follows the commandments of the Lord and is good and honest toward others. Saint Joseph is like a very great model for us. He teaches us how to live our days the best we can in the time that we have. Saint Joseph shows us by his life's example that we cannot live by selfishness or arrogance, but rather by our faith in God, by our care for the good of others, and by humility. Saint Joseph is also our model in our relationship to God. And sometimes when people think of God and having a relationship with the Lord, they think that you have to be a theologian in order to understand God. Well, Saint Joseph was no theologian. He was a carpenter by trade. He had no theological education, but he knew more about God than most theologians today. Sometimes when we think of God, we can have questions and doubts. Perhaps we can even be afraid of God, even though the most frequent command that God gives us throughout the entire Bible is do not be afraid. Sometimes we can be afraid of it. Sometimes we can feel a sense of guilt, or we can feel simply overwhelmed by the majesty and mystery of God who created the entire universe. And then when we think about we need to have a living relationship with God, sometimes this can be difficult. And so we should let Saint Joseph be our model in our relationship to God. What does he do? He does something very simple that can help us. He loves the Virgin Mary. He goes to Our Lady. He accepts her into his life. He devotes himself to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And because Joseph chose to be close to Mary, he is gifted with the most profound living relationship with the Lord Jesus. If Joseph had said, no, I don't want Mary in my life, he never would have known Jesus Christ. He never would have seen him. But because he devotes himself to Mary and accepts her, then he knows Jesus in a way that most people will never get to know. Here is a very simple lesson for us: to Jesus through Mary. Saint Joseph gets to Jesus very quickly through Our Lady. We should follow the example of Saint Joseph in devoting ourselves to Mary. She will bring us to Jesus. Some of the very simple ways to be devoted to Mary: one is to pray the rosary every day. I remember when I was about 17 or 18 years old, I began to experience that if I did not pray the rosary every day, I felt as if something was missing in the day. The rosary is a powerful prayer that moves us along the mysteries of Christ in union with Our Lady. Pray the rosary every day. It's also good to have images of Mary in your home. Think of Saint Joseph. He saw Mary every day. Now, we don't see her, but we can see her images. We just celebrated the wonderful feasts of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and her image alone brought so many people to a living friendship with Jesus. I tried to have an image of Mary in my room, in many different places actually, and every time I see an image of Mary, a statue or a picture, in my heart, silently, I tried to say the Hail Mary prayer. Or I might say something simple as, Our Lady, I am all yours. I give myself to her. That's what Saint Joseph did. Saint Joseph beheld the appearance of Mary, her presence, and that led him to Jesus. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux has a saying, think of Mary, call upon Mary. Think of Mary, call upon Mary. When we have her images, we pray the rosary, that's what we're doing. That's what Saint Joseph did. He thought of Mary, he loved her, and called upon her. As we come to the mystery of Christmas, we should pay close attention to how it is the Son of God, God with us, came to us. The second person of the Blessed Trinity could have come to us in any way. He could have appeared in all his glory and majesty instantly to everybody in all of history. He's coming to save us from our sins, from death, and from the devil. What Jesus is doing is the most powerful and important thing in the history of the universe. Nothing is greater than the mission of Jesus. If the entire universe exploded right now and disappeared, it would be nothing compared to the mission of Jesus Christ. And note well how he comes to us. He comes to us through Mary. One time, Blessed Mother Teresa was talking about her own devotion to Mary, and someone had said to her, Mother Teresa, you Catholics are too devoted to Mary. And Mother Teresa went over to the man and said, no Mary, no Jesus. And the word no is spelled N-O, like the negative. No Mary, no Jesus. If there is no Mary, there is no Jesus. But we could also spell that word no, K-N-O-W, as in to have knowledge of someone. If you know Mary, you will know Jesus. That's the case of Saint Joseph. Jesus came to us through Mary, and so we should go to Jesus through Mary as well. Dear brothers and sisters, in the timeline of our life's journey, which moves along very quickly, let us take Saint Joseph as our guide. He will lead us in devoting ourselves to Mary, and this will bring us to a living friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will be a friendship that is very profound and awesome. God bless you.